This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's beautiful out. Looks like another lovely day. It did wind up getting a little cloudy yesterday, and you had mentioned that.
And we've got in the forecast. Like, right now, I'm seeing in the fort, like, on my app, there's light rain in San Francisco. Is that true?
No, I see blue skies.
Yeah, that's
not,
it is,
not a cloud
it
in is, sight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's what they're saying on this one weather app. But what I have is mostly sunny and in the 60s, and that is a long forecast. So there'll be some of those high clouds, you know, different days. But for the most part, we're nice and in the 60s.
All right.
The Radio Alice Report.
Okay.
This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Check out the links and videos we mention on air on our Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Thank you. Here's what's happening. So where to begin? I guess since we've already done the weather, there was a football game yesterday as I was driving to the beach at like 2 p.m. or something. I don't even know when that thing started, but it was a makeup game or one of those rescheduled. The Steelers beat the Ravens. So I don't know if anybody saw it, but I wasn't around for that.
Well,
oh,
John tapes them all, so I watched it.
Oh, okay. And,
I mean,
and
I,
they were apparently missing a lot of players because of COVID. And so
yeah. It did seem that, you know, a lot of the talk on the whole thing, and by a lot of the talk, I mean, John did a lot of talking about how it's so stupid that they played that game. And, you know, they've got an extra week at the end of the year and 18 people down. And it's like, why should this game even count? Blah, blah, blah. It was really fun to watch.
Sounds super fun. That was a pre bike ride party then, I guess.
That was after. That was, you know, after we came back home and John put the game on and said, let's watch this.
And we lost power for a while last night.
But
I ended up, for a few minutes anyway, seeing something, the Masked Singer.
Oh.
And so they push out this guy in a mask, and he starts to, and he's up behind a piano, and I'm like, but he's got a mask on, and I'm like, I think I know who that guy is.
What was he dressed as?
He was wearing a suit. With just a mask.
Like of somebody's face?
No, just covering his face. But it turns out, and I want to say his name's Craig Robertson, but I'm sure I'm wrong. I recognize him from a few of the from a group of movies that he's done with the guy from, I don't even know any of these guys' names. Anyway, he's going to be the new host. When they pulled his mask off after he sang, they're like, I just wanted to announce I'm going to be the host of The Masked Dancer. And I went, what are they doing? Like, I guess it's big enough that they now will have a Masked Dancer show hosted by this guy. Unless that was a joke, which isn't funny. It wasn't.
I bet they're doing a Masked Dancer. Why the hell wouldn't they? They honestly, productions have ground to a halt. They're desperate for anything. Seem like a show I'd probably enjoy.
The worst part of that show is the judges.
Who are the judges right now?
Ken Jeong.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole Scherzinger. Jenny McCarthy. Robin Thicke. But they're just not.
Honey, damn, do they have four judges? And so what are they?
They're just not great. They're going for punches and they don't hit. And, you know, they're clearly trying to stay within a time limit and be funny. And they're not good. And I think the rapport that they have on The Voice is much better, where you can see that these people like each other and they're working off each other, and they don't have time constraints. They just
does it feel really written? Like they've clearly been given a line to say here? Or
I can't say that. I've watched enough to know that. I just know what I have seen missed, and I just thought, yuck. All right.
Well, maybe I don't need to watch it.
The Masked Dancer is to premiere on December 27th.
So it's legit. Okay. Yeah, who's the host? Happens. Does it say?
Yeah. Craig Robinson.
Robinson. Yeah. Okay. That's
He was in The Office. He played Daryl.
Oh, was he also in Hot Tub Time Machine?
Yes. That's the movie. All right, I know who he is. A few other movies with that group of guys. Like he's in a few things. He's very funny, but I was like, and I think he's also in Walmart commercials with his piano.
Oh,
that's kind of why I recognized him.
I see.
Oh, that's the guy. Oh, I know that guy.
They say this new show is inspired by a segment on Ellen. I guess she did that for a while.
The Masked Dancer?
Dancer. Uh-huh.
Oh.
Ellen's got her name on another TV show.
Good for Ellen. Mm-hmm. Isn't that wonderful? She really needs
the money.
Yeah, she does.
I mean, hello.
Right.
She only got $75 million for her place in Mendocino. I mean...
They say Hewlett-Packard is the beginning of the Silicon Valley. Hewlett-Packard.
Oh, is that so?
The roots date Bill Hewlett and David Packard back to 1939, founding their company in a Palo Alto garage.
Damn.
And they are officially announcing they are moving headquarters from California. That's right.
Oh my God.
So the beginning of the team, that's the company that started it all, is moving their business to Houston. They say they're not going to have to do a bunch of layoffs, that they'll just be, you know, replacing people either from home or moving them to Texas.
Wow, that's actually kind of scary.
HPE, as it's known, Hewlett Packard Enterprise, joins a number of major companies that have moved headquarters out of the Bay Area. Texas, apparently, is much more cost efficient, I guess is the way to put that.
Got a lot of land there.
Charles Schwab plans to officially move its headquarters from San Francisco to the Dallas area next month. And I know someone who worked for them. Actually, it's Shooty's wife. Oh. And she was moved to Colorado years ago
in their effort
to get out of the Bay Area. So it seems like it costs a lot to be here.
I
can see why companies, you know, I mean, you see Google buying everything up, so they're not leaving. But they are going to own most of the land around here when they're done.
I know. Google Town.
Google Jose or something.
Right.
Anyway, this story I thought you'd find interesting. This is about home makeover recipients and what a nightmare those shows are.
They say these shows are
a nightmare. The quote is, stuck together with staples.
Oh, no.
If you've ever wondered what happens to home makeover show recipients after the renovation was completed and the party moves to the next house, there was a Reddit post where they were asking people who've had or been on home renovation shows, how's the house holding up? And the thread now has 2,600 comments and over 26,000 views. It's big.
I got to look at this.
Here are some of the worst offenders. Poor workmanship. My friends were on the show, a show a few years ago. It was super intense 3 weeks of filming, and the redesign looked great on camera. In reality, it was literally things stuck together with staples and tape. After the show, my friend took 2 weeks off of work to rebuild everything properly.
Oh my God.
An insider secret, this one's titled. The plumbing and remodeling company I work for did plumbing on an HGTV show about 10 years ago. We did the hookups for a new laundry room, and the homeowners picked some fancy Moroccan tile for the floors at some upscale New York City boutique, and the host of the show decided it would look better without grout, which went about as well as you'd expect. When filming wrapped, we were called back out a few weeks later to replace the fancy tile that immediately chipped and became dangerous, and so all of that tile was trash.
Oh, that's so sad when you find the right tile.
Remember Extreme Makeover? Here's another one.
Yeah.
The show that where they build or hugely remake a home for a needy person or owner.
Yeah.
What was that guy's name? Ty Pennington?
Ty
was
Pennington.
That his show?
And I think that I used to watch that show religiously, and I thought these, what you know, it's like CBS is Zeus. They've come in to save this family. Like, what would have happened? They make it seem so dire. Like, these people were, you know, going to be Oscar the Grouch living right. in a trash can if CBS didn't come in and save them.
Well, this person writes, they did one here in my town, and my brother, a builder, was approached to help build a home in the dead of winter. My brother couldn't help, but our friends, the neighbors to the home, volunteered, and the home was completed in 1 week. In heavy rain and cold, they built it, and now the home has a number of problems. They went back to Extreme Makeover and asked them to help fix everything, and they were told, you got this for free. Fix it yourself.
Mm.
Oof.
That's, you know, that's
very different
when
from those tear-jerking stories they tell on TV.
You saved us.
What happened to the nice
We
people?
All have mold in our
Put
lungs
the nice
now.
Man that cries on the phone, please. Is
oh
Ty there?
God. Unreal.
Ty there.
No, Ty's out building some other crappy box at another person's house. He's
anyway, these stories go on and on. If you're interested, you can find that online. But it's about the Reddit home makeover reviews. And stuck together with staples and tape is one of the quotes. My brother was, do you remember I told you
yes.
this? My brother was a possible contestant. They came out, they did a bunch of preliminary looking and measuring and moving stuff. They didn't tear anything down, but they, like, his whole kitchen had to be gutted from with dishes and get all the food out, get everything out. We're going to
take a look.
And then they said, we're out of time. We're not going to be able to use you on the show. Bye. And they didn't come back and put everything, like, they just went, you're out. We couldn't do it. Have a good one.
Your stuff's in your garage.
Yeah. The end. It was just, there was no, like,
oh.
We're really sorry.
They do it's look, just... it looks so fun. I always think, oh, I'd love to be on a show like that. Or I'd love to, you know, have a room made over, or, you know, whatever. And, but I know that that would be, you know, that's the thing. They are doing a TV show.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, God. That actually kind of hurts my heart because I live for those. I watch so many of those shows. I love them. It actually makes it really frustrating when you're doing your own project because everything, like, you know, in a half hour, you watch these people cry about how bad their kitchen is and you see the destruction and the reconstruction and then the reveal and it's all been done in 22 minutes plus commercials. And
well, the trip is if you've done this stuff yourself, and I have, not personally like I did the work, but I have a guy, a contractor that I hired and he did a bunch of stuff for me. And there was, like, I'll give you an example. He redid the floor in this bathroom. He didn't do the actual floor because he has someone who does tile. So mm-hmm. that person came in, did the tile. They finished and he came in and we're looking at it. And I'm noticing like very slight differences in grout thickness.
Mm.
And he looks at it and he's like, we have to do it again. And I went, well, hold on. And he's like, I will not let you keep this. And I was
that
like,
that is a crap install job.
Yeah, that does not look good. It's gray grout on white tile. We can't let this, I have to have the guy come in and redo it. And I went, okay. And later I was so like, this guy's great that I didn't have to be the one, or that later, because that's how that stuff goes.
Yep.
It's really later after a few minutes pass that you go, I paid for this. And this is what this looks like? And you probably would be sitting on the toilet at the time when you realize.
That's when you look at the tile.
Right.
In your,
so
in your
you'd
bathroom.
Be like, oh my God.
Right.
That
is staring me in the face every time. When I sell this place, I wanted to put a rug over that.
I got crap here and I got crap there. What is this? I mean, that is
crap
really.
Hole.
Right. So luckily he was. But I can imagine these TV shows, they don't have time for that kind of customer
redo.
Service. You know?
Well, and that's the thing, you know, so you see the project and at the end of 20 minutes, it's a reveal and life is just not like that.
Right.
Like you think, why is this taking longer than 20 minutes for you to put a new kitchen in here? Like that's why don't I have that tonight when I make dinner? I'm throwing a dinner party tonight. That needs to be finished.
Right.
Lady, this is going to take 3 months. What?
If you're lucky.
Yeah,
if nothing
right.
goes wrong.
Twice
if the
as long
holds.
And twice the money.
Right. More than two-thirds of people say that they've had at least one great idea during the pandemic. This is from a new survey where, you know, and I can see if a lot of people have been out of work. So you find yourself out of work and you start going, huh?
Have you had a great idea during pandemic, Vinny?
I have not. I have not had time to sit around and let my brain function. So I imagine there you've had a lot of great ideas. You paint rocks now.
Yeah, I did something for my mom's birthday that she'll find out, you know, later because her birthday's happy 75th almost, Mom.
Oh man, 75.
I know.
That's
75.
Great.
So, but it came to me and I was like, that's a great idea. I'll tell you about it next week after she gets the thing. I can't tell you now, but it came out so good. Knock wood, it ships okay. I packed that up nice.
Anyway, with 2/3 of people saying they've had at least one great idea during the pandemic, the average person has had 4 light bulb realizations about their lives. So it's not just great ideas. It's something relating to your life more than half. And that might be, I don't want to stay married to this person.
It's a lot of people.
That sounds like a great idea.
It's a terrible idea.
Plenty of things have happened that aren't necessarily good for all.
I'm putting these kids up for adoption.
More than half the people who've had a great idea have already started working on it to make it happen. Some of those things that people are doing include, quote, starting a new business, writing a novel, or growing an at-home produce garden.
Ooh.
I've seen lots of posts about people growing their salads.
Sure.
Look at this salad. I made it myself.
Yeah. It's winter now, so that's not working out as, you know.
Right.
That's just for the summer. But man, this summer, I think feel like people were really productive. Like you found yourself with a little more time and whether you taught yourself a new skill or you grew yourself a salad. I mean, I think that's great.
Yep. The survey also found there are a lot of excuses people use, though, because you start off strong and then you find yourself either going, I don't even know where to begin with this idea, or I'm too lazy to follow this through.
Right.
Or, oh, that's going to cost how much to get that off the ground?
Mm.
And then, of course, too busy with other things, which might include homeschooling and taking care of those children that you made. And also just feeling generally overwhelmed. But I think that that's pretty neat that some people out of this will turn this nightmare into... Because look, we're in the last month of the most godforsaken year of all times. Maybe not all times. All right. There have been other worse years.
Sure. But... Right.
But in modern times.
This has been disruptive to the point of life ruining for some
I know there
people.
Are people out there like, oh, World War II was it? All right. You got me. Okay. I get it. There's other
the
stuff.
The year my friend had cancer.
But I'm just saying 2020, let's be honest. It's nice to know we're in the home stretch here and we can put this thing to bed. Even though 2021 isn't going to immediately be fixed. It'll at least be...
Hopefully it'll be all the good news. It's like all the bad news happened in 2020 and all the good news happens in 2021.
Sure.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
All right. Sounds good.
Trying to be an optimist here.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys wrote. My husband is a contractor and hates HGTV. People constantly get mad when it takes more than a week to completely remodel their kitchen. Sarah was just speaking to that. Yeah.
I think it took us over 3 months. Of course, they did it. You know, John and Richard did it. So it's you get a crew in there. Hopefully it's going to take less time than that.
My brother and sister-in-law were on HGTV makeover show, and they ended up redoing everything after the show.
Oh, boy.
Imagine that. All of the disruption that takes place when you do a remodel, and then at the end of it, you realize we're going to have to gut it and start over. Oh,
you know, and then also there you are, you're now a TV star. You know, you've been on this show, and I'm sure people are always asking, oh, how did that come? What do you show me what they did? It's like, well, I'll show you what we did to fix it.
707 says many families can't afford the taxes on their made over homes.
I've heard that a lot of those places wind up getting sold if they don't fall down, you know.
My dad was a carpenter on the Extreme Home Makeover shows here in the Bay Area and complained many times about the shoddy work that carpenters were,
Find the rest of that. Come on.
He was embarrassed to be part of it and ended up leaving before the project was complete because of it.
Oh, boy.
Well, that didn't help.
Yeah. Maybe you should have stayed.
Didn't help at all. Right. I'm out of here.
Well, I guess we'll get some other guy to do it.
Yeah. What's
hey,
coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Music news, Vinny, right after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.